Blog Talk Radio.
Boss Lady Publishing.
They had got you. I thought you was down there to the Bermuda Triangle. I was like, I know what he
man,
said. He was
What's going on, Mr. Bebo? Nothing. I've just been chilling, been on the low. I had a fabulous weekend. I really couldn't get into the Bahamas because, you know, shit was crazy out there on the waters. But I did something else, and it was special. Pictures coming soon. Real soon.
I'm excited.
Yeah, but I'm just talking to you. You know, we be having our daily conversations, and we ain't been talking. What's going on?
Oh, my God. The world was safe for, like, 3 days. It was safe from our takeover for, like, 3 whole days.
Yeah. Well, not really, because, you know, we do have other things out. And play, the unseen hand.
Yes, the hidden hand. The hidden hand is always at work. But I am just, like, ecstatic that you're on here and your birthday came and went. And you had a ball. Shout out to Certified Author Wife. I know she helped that go along real nice, kept you tucked away, let you enjoy them couple of days. Everybody needs a moment to themselves every once in a while. So that was awesome. We back online with our season finale, Aaron, already. The season finale, can you believe it?
Yeah, that's crazy. It's crazy, but it's about to be big. And, you know, we on the hunt right now.
Yeah, because we got that new season.
Yeah, we on the hunt right now for the next edition. So, you know.
I'm excited. I'm really, really excited. And what we definitely got to make sure we shout out, you know, to be looking out for those flyers. We'll be putting them up. We're going to be holding auditions over the next couple of weeks to see who will join our Author Wife crew for the next season, which will start mid-July. So we will be holding auditions. Look out for the audition instructions. They'll be posted soon. Look out for Alicia Sadler. She'll be posting different things in the book clubs and stuff, Writing Royalty Radio, Writing Royalty Promotions. We have several clubs. Make sure that you keep up with that so we can get ready for the next season, see which dynamic author or wife can join this crew of phenomenal women. But they're going to be on here tonight, and we're talking about after the exhale, you know, when everything is, the smoke has cleared, everything's moving back to normal. Like, what's next? What you think, Aaron?
I think when the smoke clears, if you're still there together, then, you know, you could get through anything. Those are those marriages where you see, like, people got 50, 60 years. You see the end of it. Like, I don't know if people really be paying attention to the significance, because a lot of times we as younger people go to these anniversaries and we're like, it's somebody's 60th anniversary, and we just come in and pay respect. And we, you know, I don't know if we really understand the significance of that time period of two people sharing a time frame of that, you know,
magnitude.
That for together, you know,
mm-hmm.
because you look back on 60 years, there's definitely been some wrinkles in their laundry. You know what I mean? So
definitely,
you gotta, you know, you can that gives you the silver lining for those bad days when you're trying
right.
to be in a committed relationship. You know what I mean?
Right.
To know, like, yo, everybody went through this. Everybody that's committed. To something
right.
goes through this or had to, you know. So that gives you that places value within, you know, your space and time. If you can see that when you're younger, because sure, clearly they seen it when they were younger to make it to that 60-year period, you know, through their ups and downs and their you know, downfalls and big ups. So they seen it, living it. And they had to have sights on it to continue to, you know, keep that glue in place and remain
yeah.
together.
Definitely.
And then
yeah.
when you have the smoke that clears, if you're standing alone, you know, at that point, see, my thing is, and this is just life generally, my thing is, like, because a lot of times people, when the relationship ends and they're alone, there's usually some bitterness on the part of one
mm-hmm.
party or both for whatever reason.
Okay.
And when you have that, it's, for me, that's just crazy. But when you do have that, it's harder to move on. And then you may think you're moving on, and you may move into another bad, you know, situation, or another situation that's not so good for you. And then that's when it becomes time relevant, because now it's like, yo, what are you gonna really? When are you really gonna start committing to yourself to cement your life, to really say, you know, I'm not getting into another relationship. I'm not doing that. This is the type of person I'm going to be with. And the next time I do it, and really be out there, you know, seeking it. Because a lot of times people give people, like, this, I think this is bad advice. Like, when people tell people, don't look for a relationship. It'll just come to you. Like, I think that's bad advice. But that's because of the way that I think, you know. Like,
mm-hmm.
I don't feel like, If someone is a person that wants a relationship, then telling them that not to look for a relationship is just ridiculous. You know
mm-hmm.
what I mean? Like, they want a relationship, so they need to be looking for things. They need to be looking for what type of relationship they want, the qualities of the relationship they want to have. Those are the things they need to be focusing on, and those are the things that they need to be hearing from people. Because when people be telling you things like, don't look for a relationship, you really truly are looking for a relationship anyway, you're going to find a relationship, and you may have sought out the wrong type of relationship because you haven't been given a clear view on what it is you really want, because you haven't been looking for that. You've just been, you know, out there listening to people tell you don't look for a relationship, and then you really searching in the blind on the low anyway, so you're feeling around blindly, and you might just bump into something that's really not you. You know, and then
right.
also, when you're alone, you have that period when if there is the bitterness or whatever. You know, you just dwell on things. Like, that's just a bad period. You need to, when it's over, you need to let it go. The number one thing in life is this: if you feel like someone did you wrong or they got you or whatever, you learned a lesson from it, and that's what you pick up and you carry with. That's what you walk with.
Uh-huh.
You walk with the lesson. And that's my take on that.
Okay. Well, at least you got the lesson.
Yeah.
If nothing else, you got the lesson. And that's what it's about, you know, learning those lessons, being able to move forward. And all of it is not a bad exhale. Like, you know, one part, you can look at it both ways. You can look at the person who's been through those rough relationships and, you know, turbulent situations, that turbulent love, and then finally they got somebody who they can love and can love them. They can be comfortable around, comfortable with, you know, be successful, you know, around and be successful with, and feel like they're not judged or ostracized or, you know, and they get with a person who can provide them with that. And this is that type of exhale also. like, dad, you know, I finally found somebody that, you know what I'm saying, I can definitely see spending my life with. And you let those guards down because now you got somebody who you are equal with and your aspirations and your goals and different things of that nature. So I think it's a both sides. We're going to hear from the wives. You know, we have three different phenomenal women with three different stories. We have Miss Crazy in Love, who's been married for over 7 years in her relationship, very happy, very crazy in love, very creative, and, you know, bringing nuances to that relationship. We have Miss I'm Just Fine, who is on her road to recovery from, you know, her situation, but strong, you know, and enduring and embracing the newness of where her life is going. And we also have Miss Kia, Miss Know-It-All, you know, the one who also went, you know, through those rocky, turbulent roads, but, you know, found something even more important herself, you know, found herself and able to, you know, go forward with her greatness. So I can't wait till we get them on the line. We're probably going to take a quick break and drop that beat, that life beat that we have there on the studio cue. You know, I like to hear them drop that beat. Drop it on me, Aaron, then we'll bring the wives in the clubhouse.
Okay.
All right, y'all. Settle down. If you don't know where you are, this is Statistics 101, and I'm your teacher, Life James, in the flesh, baby. Booksa, let's go.
25% of all men are unstable. 25% of all men can be faithful. 30% of them don't mean what they say.
Right. And bees like that sometimes. It be like that. Sometimes it's love. Sometimes it's just a booty call. That's what he sounded like he was saying. But we're going to bring the wives in here and let them jump it off. We got the season finale kicking. I know you got some questions you still want answered, Mr. Aaron. We're going to see where the wives are going once this show ends and in between the next one to see what they have coming down the pipe. So if you could go ahead on and start bringing them into the clubhouse, we can get it going.
Okay, let's get it popping. First we have author wife, Miss Just Fine.
Hello. Hey, yes. How you guys doing?
All right.
What's going on?
What's
we missed you.
I know. I missed you guys, too.
And we
with
got,
family.
Oh, man. We got Miss Know-It-All, of course. She's on the
What's
line.
What's up, y'all?
Hey, how
What's
you doing?
What's going on?
Fine. I'm doing good. Great.
What's up with another Sunday? And this, where is Miss Crazy in Love? I know she's in the studio.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good. How's everybody?
Oh, man, trying to maintain, get through the next portion of the week, right? Jumping this week off.
Yeah.
Well, that's a good thing. Everybody is on here. Aaron's back from his birthday, everybody. He, like, just kicked us all to the curb. We couldn't get no love. We couldn't get nothing. He just kicked us to the curb. He showed up today all refreshed with his tuxedo on, grabbed his mic, and was ready for the world. So it's going down in the clubhouse today.
I was off on a me extravaganza.
That's what's up. I think we have our prince. I think I hear our prince in the studio. Is he in here? Is that him?
Yeah, that's him.
He's like, yo, what is going on in this world?
Yes.
Always on that little device. Why are you talking into that device? Talk to me.
Yes, what are you doing, lady? Give me my attention. But it's good to have everybody back. It was a holiday weekend. We kicked it off with that. Then we went right into the rest of the week. So everything is jumping. That last show had me on the edge of my seat. It was a phenomenal, phenomenal show. If anybody missed it, please get over to the archives. That was a phenomenal, phenomenal show. Make sure you, if you missed any of season one, go to the archives off YouTube. Have videos that they have done, giving their behind the scenes, how they feel about the show. Phenomenal. We'll be running the shows as well as the videos all the way up until season two. See who's going to be joining these lovely ladies. So go ahead, Aaron, jump it off. We're talking about After the Exhale.
Well, before we talk about, because I missed the whole entire show.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
Y'all know what that means.
I missed the entire show where Miss Just Fine was here and I wasn't here. And I was like, you know, I need to recap on some of the things that are going in. I know Miss Know-It-All going, she about to go in on me too.
Oh, Lord.
Hey, your birthday is
for
over.
For real.
Hey, no more gifts. Ain't no more gifts.
My birthday. Yeah, my birthday's over with. I'm very well aware of that. I'm about to jump in this water anyway. I see the bubble. I see the bubbles in it. I know it ain't because it's waves. It's hot. But
I just
you know, because listen, on the joint I heard, y'all know what I'm talking about. The show I heard, y'all was going in on old boy real super duper hard. And I gotta admit, some of the things, the accusations, I mean, of course, if this, all of this is, you know what it is, he's a creep. There's no way around it. Like, I'm not trying to be the male voice for no type of creeps or none of that. But I want to just get down to some things that I was thinking about in the midst of, because I'm a great listener. As much as I talk, like, I'll be listening. So some things crossed my mind. I wanted to know, Miss Just Fine, as far as, because he has another child, correct?
Yeah.
And as far as his interaction with that child, were you aware of, I'm talking about even before you even became pregnant, how attentive were you to his interaction with that child?
Oh, I was there every step of the way.
And what did you see? What did you think about the relationship with him and his first child?
It was definitely unbalanced because she was someone that was much younger than him and didn't have a whole lot. And he seems to thrive off of kind of being able to control her, you know, to a degree.
I'm not even talking about the baby mother. I'm about to get to that in a minute. I'm glad you brought that up. Look, I like you. You be following the breadcrumbs before I even take out the loaf. For real. I'm about to get to that in a minute. I'm talking about just him and the baby. Was it a male child or a daughter? Did he have a son or a daughter?
It's a male child, and he's very much into him. He's very much into him. It was his firstborn, and, that came late in life for him, and he was very much into him. But again, just very limited, because when you have a child with someone that you really wasn't with, you never was with, it was sloppy. It was sloppy in terms of, you know, it was just one of those oops kind of a things. And he wanted to stand up and do the right thing. So, you know, the family rallied behind him because he had to do a lot of stuff. You know, they had to go through DNA testing. He went and filed for joint custody, stuff like that, you know, once it was determined that it was his son. So he was trying to actually do the right thing. And then, you know, and when he was allowed and could, he would go and get him and, you know, and try and be there. But it was never from day one, like, interaction where, you know what I'm saying? Like that fatherly mother father together kind of thing. It was something had happened and he had to like own up to it, that kind of a thing. And he did. He very much so took the reins and wanted to, you know, do as much as he could. But when you don't live with the mother, or you know, it's still like sometimes men kind of get away with being able to do what they want when they want to do it. You know, it's not that every day, that getting up every night and things like that, you know?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely see
that. All right,
that.
Now, as far as aside from the fact of he couldn't, let's talk about the baby mother for a minute, because you started speaking about how young she is and how he enjoyed controlling her. You said that, like, when you say she's young, like, I mean, when you looked at her, when you, through the eyes of a woman, another woman, forget whatever he's telling you about her, when you looked at her, did you see youngness? Did you see a child? Or was what you're saying is based on mostly the things he was telling you about her?
Well, I mean, like how I suspected, that's why I said, a little bit, you know, she took a couple of jabs at me, but because I could care less, you know, it was a tactic that I anticipated. So it didn't faze me at all. But I think she was 25 when he was 40, or, you know, something like that when they met. So that right there, you know, he needed somebody definitely not on his level or up there with him. And, I don't know a lot about her, but I mean, I've witnessed some things in the little cheap shots that she kind of took and kind of did, which I predicted because I pretty much, you know, it was classic baby mama syndrome. You front like, it was, you know why I say it was young? Because when you're sleeping around with multiple partners and you don't know who could be the father, and then people got to be tested. It was just a sloppy situation, actually. And it was a pretty sloppy situation. So,
all right, at what point did you come in on it? Were you in on this before all the paternity testing and all of that?
I came in after the fact, for the most part. I didn't know about it at first. They kept it from me.
Hold on.
He
so,
kept
hold
it
on.
From
so,
me.
So,
We had just met. We just met. We had just met, and we were seeing each other sporadically because I lived in New York and he lived in Jersey. And it wasn't until his whole family and his mother and everybody, his mother helped him get the DNA test, and then they told me that week as a family.
How long had Ja been dating or sporadically seeing each other at the point when you found out that he's going through this thing with this other female? And
I didn't know. I didn't know about her. Yeah. I didn't know about her until like 4 months after we were like dating and seeing each other every couple of weeks or so. It was like 4 months in. And that's when I was going to leave because I thought it was a little sloppy.
That's exactly what I was about to ask you. Why did you not just leave right then and there? Why didn't you stop it?
I fell back.
Right then and
there. I fell back. And then it was the whole, I see, this is why I didn't want to tell you until everything was finalized and the whole family knew. I knew you wasn't going to let me get to know you because I fell back and I said, you know, this is a little sloppy. I had a relationship, my daughter's father, you know, when I was a teenager, and his son's mother. You know, I already had that baby mama from someone else who hated me for 20 years is what my argument was. You know, being in, you know, someone else's wife who chose me after, like years after they had their, you know, their child with someone else, but they look at me as the catalyst that messes up their family. And I had said, you know what, I just did 20 years of that. We're all family now. You know, my stepson, he's in his 20s. You know what I mean? Things like that. But I tried to back away then and was like, you know, this is sloppy. I was hurt. Because I was like, Dad, you wouldn't let me choose. You know, you should have told me that somebody was in a cut about to have your child. And, you know, you could have let it be my choice a little bit. You know what I mean? To deal with you or not.
So at this point, the child wasn't even born yet. The paternity thing is about to jump off because of the personality of the female.
Well, basically, yeah, because I knew that what it was told to me was this was someone who I saw. She never met the family, so nobody in the family knew her. They knew of her. They knew that there was somebody out there claiming to be pregnant by him. He didn't want to tell me.
Hold on right there for 1 second. This is the first female that he messing with coming out of the joint, right?
Probably one of the first ones, because he was seeing a bunch of people. And he had told everybody that he was not, you know, looking to be exclusive with no one. So everybody he knew that he was dealing with accepted him for that. You know, they knew he was seeing a bunch of people and was out there and was free.
Did he tell you that?
No. No, I told him what I was looking for. I already let someone know that I wasn't fucking for kick. Like, that was my MO. I was in New York. I was doing me. Hey, I had a good time when I met you when I was out in Jersey, but this is where I'm going. This is the kind of life I want for myself. He told me his truth the very first night we met, everything except for, oh, there's somebody out there that might be having my child. He never told me that, but we discussed truth from day one. You know what I mean? And mm-hmm. I kind of said what I wanted, what I was looking for in life. So we were just kind of getting to know each other. Coming and see each other in and out of town for like the first couple of months, first, you know, 3-4 months. I was in New York and he was in Jersey. His son was born at the very beginning of January, and they told me a week later because I was supposed to come out there for a visit. And when he told me that he had tests done and it came back that that's his son, he told me he had to do what he had to do for it. You know, he has to be in someone's life. But they're not together because she didn't know who the father was. However, he needed to step up and be a father to his son. That's
all
when
right.
I
Have
was going
to
pull back.
Did you ever speak to this other female?
No, I never spoke to her. I've been in her company before, you know, because he always had me as the person who he wanted to be in his life. I was introduced to the family rather quickly, you know, for holidays and stuff. I had went with them for family outings for holidays. They never knew who she was until the baby was born.
Okay,
so immediately,
now when you
was
in her
the one taken home.
When you was in her company, right, This is just me. That's like, I'm being the devil's advocate here. I really think where you made your mistake at is you didn't talk to her.
No. Listen, Aaron, you don't know the situation. I tried to introduce myself to her because we were all at an event. We were at the same event. Now, she happened to be at the event with her family. I was there with him and his family. This was the very first time we interacted. When I tried to extend my hand out to her to say hello, she was like, I never need to meet you. And it was a big scene. She made a big scene. So she was asked to leave the family by his family. They was like, you got to go if this is how you're going to behave. You know what I'm saying? That's why I said she had like a young kind of mentality, because she already knew who I was. He already was telling her, she couldn't understand, well, what makes her so special that you would take her around the family, you want to be in something exclusive with her, whereas I knew you for the last 2 years and you never wanted to be exclusive with nobody. I knew that you were seeing a bunch of people. And I don't know, you know, he claimed that, you know, he just got bit by the bug the minute he saw me. He knew he wanted to be with me. I met his family immediately, you know, and was trying to take it easy and things like that. I even told him, you need to work on that. I know what it's like to be a new mother. She's going to be exhausted. She's going to be bitter. I spoke on her behalf. You know what I'm saying? I said it's going
to
hurt her. She really cares about you.
I just had to do my investigative report, and after I heard the last show, I had to talk to you. I'm like, oh, Lord, let me back down. I want to make sure. That Miss Just Fine didn't come in on no side chick situation.
No,
and
I wasn't
they done
told
stuck
about
this
her.
Other girl out. And now this dude is just repeating the process.
Yeah, no, it was, she never met nobody. Because, you know, when people, see, that's the thing about everybody getting turned up and smashing and they think it's funny. And then when people get pregnant and want to have a baby, like, what can you do as a man? You know that. You know, you can't do nothing if somebody wants to have that baby.
Yeah, but see, that's like, see, that'd be a character, too. That's a character flaw right there, too. Like, for me, like, I have talks with my sisters and things about things like that. Like, if a female is messing with a cat, and even with those terms, like, yo, look, we ain't exclusive, especially with those terms. When he tells you y'all ain't exclusive, like, that's when your whole outlook on the relationship has to become, no disrespect, and it's just real and raw, it has to become selfish in its nature. So whatever, what I mean by that is whatever time y'all spend is the time that y'all spend, and when it's not, it's not. So you have to be protecting yourself at all times, even in the times when y'all spending that time together, because it's temporary. So you can't be doing permanent shit when you already know it's set up to be temporary. So that
I mean, you
shouldn't
be sleeping raw. You shouldn't be going raw either.
That's exactly what I'm telling you. Like, you can't be doing it. You can't be you. Like, doing that, but that was reckless behavior on his part. Him even explaining that. Like that should have been another red flag right there on the play. Like, yo, look, wait, hold up. You mean you was just out here sleeping with different people and she was just happened to be one of the ones that got pregnant?
Now, for me, when you getting down with someone, see, we did tests. You know what I'm saying?
I'm not even talking about
I'm saying in terms of responsibility, responsibility-wise. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was like, hey, he came to me with papers. Thank you. You know what I'm saying?
See, you got to be looking at the character of man. His character was still tainted. Like, he's sleeping with all these others. Like, how sure did he get pregnant? Like, if you really that said, like, even me showing up, if I'm a dog with paperwork, that don't mean I'm not a dog. Like, if I'm still a dog.
Yeah, but you
want to
know something, Aaron? No, it didn't come across as he was a dog at that time when it was all about, it was about us from very early on, the family, our families intertwined really early on. And let's not even act like that's not even real. People sleep with each other. People are seeing multiple people. That was all before my time. He didn't know who I was just dealing with, and I didn't know who he was just dealing with. It had to come to me the week the baby was born. A week didn't even go by before his sister was like, nah, I like that one. I like her. You got to tell her right now what we just went through as a family. We stood behind you. You know what I'm saying? For this broad out here in the street saying that that's yours,
The whole family was in on it. They didn't even let it go a whole week because he had already professed what he wanted from me and him. And then when I stepped off, he was heartbroken. His mother actually told me when I finally kind of came back and resurfaced back because I had missed him too. I'm not even going to front, but I thought it was sloppy. Me knowing better, me being around a lot longer than him. I fell off, but I can't even front and deny. I missed the hell out of him. I missed what we were building.
Yeah.
All right, so
yeah.
what's your feeling right now?
And he asked me to trust him that he would be able to handle it. We were, you know, that was going to be a separate issue. She knew what it was. He just wanted to be there to help his son, and I just wanted to be stepped out of it. And I pretty much stayed out of it until now. I didn't deal with her. I didn't go all crazy and buying his baby stuff. He did what he wanted to do for his own child. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I let him do what he needed to do for his son. I was not trying to be nobody's stepmother or whatever. He was able to bring the baby around me. She knew about me. She allowed it once she understood that I wasn't a threat. She did a little cheap shot early on, but I never retaliated against her because I already knew where it was coming from. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I didn't let it beat me. I said, she's hurt right now. She's just lashing out, and she didn't want to meet me. She didn't want to shake my hand when I extended my hand to her. The family asked her to leave because she showed poor character. I was invited at the event. She showed poor character, and they was like, you got to go. If this is how you're going to behave, you got to go. And she had to walk away. That was her thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then
she
came around and she apologized to his mother for showing her ass because she showed her ass that day. And she was the one who looked stupid, not me. I never said anything. I said, you don't have to meet me. And I put my hand back down. Never did I ever try to attack her because I knew where it was at. I knew why she felt like that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But from that point forward, I ain't never have nothing to do with her, you know? She wanted to do for his son, and I always encouraged that. Nothing more, nothing less.
Right. Exactly. And I feel you, you know? And at the end of the day, you know, you can't never predict what a person will or won't do. You know what I'm saying? Like, you could be as cautious as you want. You could look for all the signs you want to look for. But at the end of the day, you can't predict what a person will or won't do. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
You can say, okay, everything is in place. Like you said, everything was in place. Everything was the way it was supposed to be in dealing with your relationship with a person. Like, so people can have relationships with other people. It could be in a shambles. It could be all over the place. No trust, no honesty. And then with another person, it's the total opposite. It's all honesty. It's all trust. It's just what that person brings, you know, out of that particular person. And if you judge, you know, the relationship they had with so-and-so and so-and-so and so-and-so before they got to you, then I don't think nobody would be together with anybody. You could be going through a bunch of shenanigans, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, at the end of the day, it is what it is until it isn't. So now you're at that exhale moment, you know, like it has happened, you know, we have had the baby. You know, where are you at now? What is after your exhale? What's next for you?
Well, like how I said before, I just believe, like, I guess everything does happen for a reason. Me being home, I'm home with the baby right now.
Mm-hmm.
I think he was the perfect little Band-Aid for my heartbreak. I mean,
right.
It might sound crazy. It might sound weird, but he is taking care of him every single day in and day out. Dude would have just really been in my way. I mean, you know, with the selfishness, maybe the jealousy, because sometimes men get a little jealous when you got to focus on the new baby and shit like that.
Right.
My son is just a pure joy. He is a pure joy. And he's helping me get through my days and staying busy and focused. I have moments where I feel angry for him because he didn't deserve it, because I know how this was supposed to have all gone down. Even with the situation with his son's mother, both of our mothers was involved. That's what I'm trying to tell y'all. Our families were really close and connected. My mother, you know, we all looked at it. I never hid nothing. The way I exposed myself to you guys, even as strangers, I mean,
mm-hmm.
I kept it real deal with my mom when I was going to step off, when I backed up for some time and needed some space, and I asked him to give me some time to think about it. You know what I mean? Because
mm-hmm.
he said, I knew if I would have told you, you never would have let me get to know you. And what if the text would have came back that I'm not the father? You never would have, he looked at it as you never would have needed to know. It wasn't something that I can judge on his character because it was so many people involved. It wasn't something that was just a me and him kind of thing. His family is a very strong family, and they supported, you know, and they rallied behind him, and they rallied behind him to tell me the truth. My family was involved. He never hid anything. He never was ashamed of his incarceration. He wasn't ashamed of how it went down. He was ecstatic about his newborn. He never hid anything. We always prided ourselves on communicating with each other, on talking.
Mm-hmm.
But that's how I'm like right now, you know, like in the aftermath, we don't talk at all because it's just the best thing to do. And he sent him like a little bullying little message, but he knows better. See, I'm not the person who he met, and that girl was only 25 and he was 40. Now, I can definitely rock on his level, if not above so. So he don't come at me at all. And I think he would know better. It would be that his fellow would come at me about my son.
Yeah. Well, we got to see. You know, we're going to see what happens after that. What was you getting ready to say, Aaron?
No, I just wanted to tell Ms. Just Fine that, you know, I'm just doing my investigative reporting. You said what it was, and I'm definitely not judging you. I just want to know what the situation is, because, like, y'all was going in on dude, and I'm like, yo, okay, like, is this dude all the way a creep just out the blue? Because, like, it just seemed odd, so I'm like, yo, let me just check and make sure there was no bones in the ice cream. So.
Well, I mean, I've said it once before on the show. Like, I pray to God that I'm not trying to depict myself as perfect. Because, I mean, I don't fake perfection for nobody. It's no reason to. I have flaws. I've accepted my flaws. You know, I might not be the best, but I'm not the worst. You know, I already know all of these things. And I'm not trying to depict that to you guys or the audience. Not at all. I just wish. I mean, and that's how come his family supports me so much. They just was in my home last weekend. You know, we're getting ready to do a welcome party for the baby because I was supposed to have the baby shower, remember, and he was supposed to propose to me at the shower. His whole family was helping with that, and I just didn't want that. You know, it was too much. It was too painful to even think to have it at the same restaurant where we were going to have it. So right now I'm doing a little intimate thing. I have a finished rooftop here in New York City on my building. And we're going to just do close family and friends. And if it wasn't for the fact that his family witnessed everything, because like I told you all, he needs the attention. He always got to be in the mix. It's always turned up for him, you know, and he always liked doing it with his family. So that's how I thought I was safe, because we always did stuff as a group, as a family. You know what I'm saying? Not just random people in the street, because his family don't like random people.
Right.
But
his family
was there every step of the way, and they were like, if we didn't see everything with our own eyes, you would really look at this from the outside in, looking in, thinking that this shit was some damn crazy, made up, unbelievable story. It's literally unbelievable how we just turned left in a blink, in a matter of a blink.
Wow. Do you plan on inviting him to the event, to the small intimate event?
Hell no.
Hell no. We give him too much credit. Fuck him. He better not show up. I'm sorry.
You know,
Miss
Know-It-All.
I'm not even invited.
Because I need you at the door, Miss Know-It-All. You got to be at the door. I'm going to have his picture, and you got to be at the door.
I can smell a deadbeat in a minute. You know what I mean? So
then he shows up.
I can smell him right out. Yo, whatever.
He shows up.
It's a long story. It's a long story, but let's what?
He dropped down
Aaron,
on one knee.
You messy. Aaron, look, you messy, Aaron. It don't matter. He a coward at the end of the day. You know what I mean? She stepped up and holding it down, and he's a coward. There's no way to justify that. I don't care if he had six baby mamas. He's a coward because he's not there, and then he was a liar and a snake, and he didn't have to go that way. He's a grown-ass man who had to grow some balls and shit instead of just say it and not take that girl through all that shit. So hell no, he's not invited. I say he's not invited. I don't even know where he's at.
Fuck him.
I don't even know where it's at. He ain't invited.
Well, Aaron, I mean, I'm telling you, the way our families was involved, my brother, and I already told you all before, he already left word for dude. He already had words with him. And you tried to talk to him as a man. My brother even went to try to talk to him as a man. Like, really? You know, like, I just watched y'all. We were rooting for you to kind of, you know, my brother always felt that he wasn't on my level. But he tried to give him the benefit of the doubt. Because he was like, you know what? You want to love him. You want to show him some kindness. You want to see him win. All right, we want to see him win. So the family supported the effort. People came out. People gave up their money. People gave up their time, Aaron. You know what I'm saying? People don't have to do that. People aren't obligated to do nothing. But when my brother tried to talk to him, he tried to get loud with my brother, so he's been warned not to cross the water. He can't come to Harlem. He can't come to Harlem if he wanted to.
Wow.
Can't. And if you knew what I meant, and the people who he tried to politic with, who he's still trying to, like, promote as friends of mine and people, people know what he did. People was like, yo, they want, and all because he went on social media and was an asshole to me and tried to humiliate me on social media. And people was watching. And people went at him. And people thought, you know, like, damn, we just saw how this woman rocked for you, and we just saw how you was with her. And now, out of nowhere, you putting up the next bitch talking about your crush of the day. You're a liar. People punked him. People punked him left and right, and he's still mad to this day. I have not put one post. I have not said one word. But he already got the message not to cross the water. So he could do with that message what he wants to do. He couldn't come over here if he wanted to.
So you don't even need Kia, really, because they already got it all sold up in Harlem. But Kia, I think you should just ride over there and just, like, post it. We already know Kia said if it takes her a year, they will get their butt whooped. I, the last person said it took a whole year to get to her, but when she got to her, it was on.
Wait, that's what Kia believes? That's what Kia believes?
Yeah.
Took her a whole year, but she had to take them down to the hunting ground. But Kia feels strong about this, and talk to us, Kia. What should she be doing in the wake of her exhale? What should she be doing? What you think?
She all right. She good. Cause she mature. I wasn't that mature. You know what I mean? Like, she has everything. She's living in her blessing. You know what I mean? So even though sometimes she's going to have a little flashback, she's living in her blessing. He'll be, I mean, not to be funny, he will be back, you know what I mean, because she's his accomplishment. You know what I mean? I mean, is that fair, right?
Yeah.
She's his accomplishment, you know what I mean? And you know what I mean? He's your, oh, my God, he's your shame, but you at the same time, you know, it'll be all right, you know what I mean? And his family, they're going
to
come out because
be
they're embarrassed.
He could be a muse. Like, everything needs work.
But my whole thing is, no, I'm sorry. Once you start making, no. Once you start making babies, see, as long as you can act as immature as you want, what the hell you want. But as soon as you start popping out babies and sons out here and daughters, no, you got to step it up. You got to clean it up right now.
We just said, realistically, people be out there having sexual relationships unprotected. That's just real.
That's real, but my whole thing is we all know how.
Like,
but I'm gonna say we know.
So,
but it's not that. It's the fact that
have
you have
the same child. Sentence. We can't have. Hey, let's drink responsibly in the same sentence, and then be like, yo, take the top off the gallon and everybody chug one. We can't.
Well, I didn't drink.
Like, you know what I mean?
So
like,
my whole thing is
responsible all the time.
No,
or
come on,
we
stop
admit
walking,
that.
Girl, so
we
damn good.
Admit
so
that.
Stop
we
playing.
I don't
care what
should
nobody
happen.
Say. You hope that they pull out. What you talking about?
Not when your eyes is rolling in the back of your head
my
and you feeling just
look.
As good as them. You don't
my
want nobody. You don't
sterile.
Want the action to stop.
No, my baby daddy is sterile, for real. My baby daddy is sterile. He has paperwork, his bitch ass. He is sterile. He's not supposed to. He has a low sperm count. He's not even supposed to have a fucking kid, little bitch. I can't stand him. So I will yell at him and for him. But I'm saying, and then it does change like that. You know what I mean? I was girlfriend, and that motherfucker flipped real quick. All of a sudden, I thought we met at a truck stop or something, the way he treated me. You know what I mean? I was the last recorded in town. And they do that shit because they're not a man. You know what I mean? And it's kind of for like, I don't know. I like his, you know, you talk highly of his family, but I'm looking like, I don't really. There's
look,
some suspects
see,
in there,
look,
too. I'm
Kia,
sorry.
Kia fall out with you. She fucking with
no,
your dog no more,
you know.
Nothing. Like, yeah, I see that money, yo. You better cross the street.
No, but you want to know what it is, though? No, but you want to know what it is, though? It's very unfortunate because I really hope he heals everything with his family. I'm not looking to heal nothing with him. I mean, I'm just trying to get through my day because I have my moments. I have my moments where I still feel like this is unbelievable to me. I have my moments where I can't believe I got God. But if I wanted to listen to Aaron again today, then, you know, I had to really hold on to his words and say, you know what, I got to keep remembering. Just learn from this. Just learn from this.
Yeah.
Just learn from
like
it. Because I got my blessing out of it. I got a beautiful baby boy. I really, really did. And it's not just the women in his family hating on him. His brothers, his nephews. And see, that's the thing. They looked at him and was like, wow, you could do that? They didn't know he had it. Like, they were all stunned. They was like, wow, you really must have been traumatized from what happened to you in prison. We just don't know about it. Because the men in his family are like, he can't come here. They haven't allowed him in the house. He can't even go that way. Because they was like, we do not condone that. And until you own it, until you apologize, until you at least acknowledge your son, they won't pay him any attention. He's done. And that was the men in his family who set the tone with what the women and everybody was going to do. And I'm not with him every day.
I'm going to tell you what he had. He had the first baby mama house. Because she
didn't say
anything. She's 25.
She was the one. She wanted him so badly.
Yeah, now she can get him.
Yeah, we're about to get back to that because I got a question about that. We got a caller, though. Let's bring this caller in. 570, good evening. You are live with the Author Wives and Nene Capri and Aaron Bebo. Who are we speaking with?
This is Keisha. Happy belated birthday, Aaron.
What's up, Keisha? How you feeling?
Hey, I'm Keisha.
Good. Hello.
Thank you very much. I know you about to lay. I know you about to drop it on us. Please.
No, I'm just listening. I don't have much to say, but I know because you're the only male here, but I see you got your feathers kind of ruffled when she's talking about, you know, taking responsibility. You know, I said, I know you was kind of, you didn't like the part when she said that you need to take responsibility and you say everybody was just, you know, not taking responsibility, having sex unprotected. Yeah, everybody on the same page. When the baby is born, then you got 9 months to get yourself together.
Listen,
I'm not all day long, and nobody don't know he has a child. That woman got to walk around. When your child home, you got to see that. So all that man and woman stuff, you got to step up and do what you got to do. Ain't no.
I agree. You know what? Let me be clear on what I'm saying, because I'm definitely not saying, hey, go out there, this chick knew y'all was having sex unprotected, and now she done got pregnant, it's her fault. That's not what I'm saying. That's not my thing. I was just giving a comparison into the character of someone. Like, if you know someone is just out there, and you know you agree to be like, we're going to do this, you have to be aware of the time and the type of person you being with. Like, on this time, this person's temporary. So I can only be doing temporary shit with them, even when it's sexual. Like, it got to be protected. Like, I'm just saying that. And that's for a male, too. Like, a male should be thinking that same shit.
But that's a game everybody play when in the beginning of that honeymoon. You don't know really what nobody really about until you go through something.
Exactly.
That's true.
Think they have all these good characteristics, but once you go through something, you really see people talk a good game.
Mm-hmm.
So once you go through something, then you see people get muddy up and see how they clean themselves off. That's the true testimony right there.
Yeah, that's true. That is true.
That's true.
Because people were like, oh, my God, no, he did. Oh, yes, he did. But he walked around like he was responsible. As soon as that baby did, it must probably mess up his little stride of walking. And some women like that, so I know a woman like that, too. She had a baby, and she didn't want the baby because she wanted the man, but once the baby got there, she didn't want the baby. But my thing of it is not looking at a man or a woman, whoever parent it is. When you got a child, all that man or woman go out the window. You brought this life here. All of what you was doing before, I don't care if you don't like them, you can't stand them. Love that baby enough. Love that baby more than you hate that person. That's the end of the story. That's why we got all these men, these little boy men up here and girl women. Because everybody's still playing, oh, that's a man's thing. No, it's a human thing.
Yes.
It's not a man, it's a human thing. And so we stop going sideways around the corner. Tell them what it is. Women be women, men be men. You got a baby, all them toys you've been playing with, go take care of your baby. I don't care if you got 10 girlfriends, you still sleep, you sleeping dick all through all tri-state. But take care of the babies you make.
Listen, I'm definitely for that. I got one child. That's it, one son. You know, I don't have a bunch of kids running around, so I'm not advocating for that. I'm not saying, hey, you know, it's the female's fault. She should have knew what type of dude she was dealing with. You know, none of that. Like, if something happened, I think that, yeah, man, definitely need to be responsible. That's the way you got to look at it anyway, from a male perspective, they always should be looking like that's just another part of them going, still going to be here to continue and go on. Like, that should be the proud moment right there. But I don't know. Every person thinks different, male and female. So
some trifling mothers out here, like I said, I know a couple of them that had babies for the men. And if the man not there, they had the grandmother house or the auntie raising them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it goes both ways. I say it's a human thing. Like, I got a daughter. She 18 years old. Her father, if I would have played the game of calling them every day at child support, then she wouldn't be doing what she's doing right now. I had time for that. I'm not going to sit on the phone and tell you about she wet. I'm going to get her diapers. I ain't about that life. You know what she need. I'm not going to do all that because she's going to be taken care of. Oh, I'm going to have child support. If you win the lottery, I got insurance on you if you die, all that. But I'm not going to sit in front of no court every week going back and forth with you. I'm not going to bring the phone like my baby needs because I got it.
Exactly.
I can finance myself. It's loyalty that I'm looking for. He had no loyalty to his child. That's his business. But here, right to the graduation, he can watch it go across that stage and know in his heart he ain't do nothing about that. Because I raised that black woman.
Exactly.
That's how I feel about it.
Yeah.
But, you know, and I know some fathers out here that's doing the same thing. I know a father got 6 kids that he raising by himself.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And a mother
wants to call homeboys like that.
Yeah. We had the guy on the show.
Yeah, my homeboy's doing that same thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's definitely women, and you see them outside. You see when they go, they're at the club every day. They're doing all this. Their kids looking raggedy, and they out there trying to find somebody to lay up with.
That's the double-edged sword because everybody losing because the female that's doing that is dealing with a dude that ain't doing much or nothing anyway. So it's a lose-lose.
They buy into American Dream. That's what I think. They buy into everything they see on TV. They buy into that, not understanding
mother,
the race they buy into it. Simple as that.
Girl,
these little boys,
right.
Two earrings.
They need the Republicans in their life. They need the Republicans in their life. When the Republicans come in and take anything from them, they're going to be right. Well, the Republicans let someone and take that Section 8 and for the food stamps. Let me tell you something. I'll tell the girl in a minute. Make that motherfucker bring a bag of groceries over and see if he still come over. You know what I mean? Yeah. We got to talk about this shit because I got food stamps. Let me tell you something. Dude came over and gave me some wee-wee. I was like, look, listen here. He said, can I afford it? They go to faucet. Like, I can't get no water. You're not on them food stamps, baby. You're not on them food stamps. So you got to get some faucet water and get you a job. Come on. So, you know, I don't have too many dates. But, you know, at the same time, I'm not cooking no damn meal. I wish you would touch something in my damn refrigerator. Look, you get the lady out there and get the fuck out, okay?
Yo,
see,
I ain't going to fuck, yo.
Uncle Sam was my man.
If I was dating you. Yo, word to mother, I'll be like, yo, this woman is bitter as hell, yo. I'm out of here.
Look,
now, Eric, I know you're not from being on the show with you, but like if I didn't have this interaction with you on this show and I just met you randomly and you did something like that, I would be like, yo, destroyed this woman. I'm out of here.
I'm gonna go to the
corner store and get some water real quick. I'll be right back.
You know what? That'd be funny. I lived in Arkansas. I lived in a known housing complex. You know what I mean? But you know, everybody in there was on some type of assistance. So the first thing I get is all the policemen. They want to talk to me first. You know what I mean? Oh, you got your hair all right. Take your ass home to your wife. I said, because you can't afford me. You know what I mean? You can't afford two mortgages, so you want to cheap shit. That's the only reason you're talking to me, number one. You know I'm on that Section 8 and shit. So then after that, I get the dude coming through, you know what I mean? This motherfucker came in one time, you know, he did a little work and stuff. All of a sudden, I heard my washer and dryer going. I'm like, what the fuck is going on? He sort of went to his car. He came and put a load of clothes in. I said, give me $5. Give me $5. He said, huh? I need $5. And I took his wet clothes and threw it in the bag out the door. He's like, you bitter bitch. That's why your baby daddy don't want you. I said, that's why you got the wet-ass clothes. Get the fuck out of my house. Like, you don't put nothing up in here. You don't put nothing up in here. You know what I mean? This is for me and my son. You understand? Shit, you just here for dick, and that's it. Get the fuck out. So, yeah, I don't have too many dates. But now that I'm, like, I'm still an independent woman, you know what I mean? I'm a teacher. I'm doing all the good stuff. And I got a boo. You know what I mean? Nah, I got a king. Fuck that, because he better than the boo. Okay? So look at that clear.
Right, kid. That's right.
All right. And I enjoy him.
I know,
I can do what, let me tell you something. I enjoy him. You know what I mean? I respect him. You know what I mean? It's going good. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
We got a mutual understanding, blah, blah, blah. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And it's a mental connection. You know what I'm saying? But when it's dick, you know you dick. Not to be funny. You know you dick. Like, shoot. You know what your job is. Get the fuck out. Stop talking to me. And don't speak to me in public. You understand that? I didn't have to make eye contact with you. You know,
I am done.
You dick. That was your
where
job.
Is Miss Crazy? Where is Miss Crazy in Love? Because... is she still
I'm
there?
Here. I'm just listening. I'm here.
Did you hear the last three statements?
Yes, I did.
Noah All is
yeah.
done playing. She is not playing with
yeah,
him.
Yeah, she's done playing.
Yeah,
for
she's
real.
Not doing it. And how,
nah,
how do
but
you
you're
feel?
Not Miss No.
I need to know how Miss Crazy in Love is, how she feels. Let's look at the other side of it for a minute. I mean, we've looked at, you know, the anger and, you know, we the trial and, you know, going through all of that stage, but let's look at the other side for a few minutes. You know, you have somebody, you know, your husband, you guys have been married for a long time, and I was saying to Aaron, we first came in the show, that I think it's two sides of the after the exhale. You know, after you are able to be with somebody who you are comfortable with, who you can share things with, that's a different type of exhale. You know what I'm saying? Like waiting, like, to see if the other shoe is going to drop, and then you realize, like, yeah, we really are compatible. You know, this is the one. You know, that's a different type of exhale. Talk to us about that for a minute, Miss Crazy in Love.
I mean, you know how that goes. It's good. Sometimes it's good, and sometimes it's not that good. You just got to keep on working at it. Nobody has a perfect marriage or whatever. I just think as long as most of the time it's good,
mm-hmm.
then, you know, you definitely got something worth keeping, worth working at, and, you know, just try to improve what you got. Now, if you get to the point where the bad starts taking over, then you need to reevaluate your situation.
Now, what?
Okay.
What keeps your what keeps your commitment in place? What are some of the things about your relationship?
We're just compatible on so many levels. Like, I just feel like I could really be myself with him. Like, I don't have to hide anything about who I am. I could be crazy and silly and, you know, all of that. I could just really be me. No judgment. He's used to my shit. I'm used to him, all his little nuances, even the shit that gets on my nerves, you know.
Yeah.
We just have an understanding. I don't know.
Yeah. I say it all the time. I say sometimes a man and a woman have an understanding that they only understand.
Yeah, for real. Now, let me ask you a question, Miss Crazy in Love, because sometimes with these relationships, the long ones, there's things that go on. Has there ever been, like, something that he used to do that you didn't like, and then he stopped doing it, and then you wondered about it? Like, why did he stop doing this?
No, the shit that I don't like about him, he's still doing it, and he ain't never going to stop doing it. But it's not the major. It's not major enough to make me, you know.
Even that taller seat up?
Like
Aaron
little stupid
say,
stuff.
That good old taller seat? Is it the taller seat? Aaron been talking about
the
taller seat.
Not even that.
No,
The whole season, hey. That's Aaron's number one gripe, the good old tallest.
Because it's courtesy. Women, see, you know what it is? That's the thing. Like, women want the door held open, this, to that, for the purpose of courtesy. So how do I know that you're just as courteous unless you're doing it for me? Like, I put the toilet seat down after you get, when I put the toilet seat down after you get done and you get done doing your business, put the toilet seat back up because I'm coming next.
No.
Yes,
yeah,
I know.
Ain't nobody doing that, Aaron.
No one's doing it.
That's crazy.
A woman rebellion, see?
Oh, Aaron, hush. No one's listening to you. Moving right along. He's been out celebrating. You know what I'm saying? He's been out just with his hair in the breeze.
That's not even a valid conversation.
I'm serious, see, because you know what? That's the selfish part of a woman that they don't want to admit. Like, it's like, you're supposed to, the toilet seat's supposed to be up for me.
Aaron, we're not doing the toilet seat with you.
Let me tell you something. Like, thinking of the toilet seat, y'all talking about the toilet seat. Like, going back to Aaron, remember how it was the whole, the baby was born in January, and I stepped off for a little while because I just was like, this is messy, you need to clear it up. Well, my birthday is the beginning of March. The very beginning of March, and his family and him, they put together a beautiful birthday for me. And speaking of toilet seats, we were he got a room. We had a suite because I came down to hang out in Jersey in Atlantic City. And do you know? And nobody was falling over drunk or whatever the case may be. I was in the bathroom getting myself together. He interrupted me, came into the bathroom, and asked to wipe my cooch because he wanted to be the one to do it when we were young because he wanted to be the one to do it when we were old. And I looked at it like, are you crazy? And it was that's what I'm talking about, how when I stepped off and came back, it was around my birthday. He planned a beautiful birthday for me. So it's like, what do you think? You know what I'm saying? Like, if you all knew the end, like, of how this person kept trying to convince me that he was all in. You know, he did not want to be nowhere else. It wasn't until I got pregnant that I slowed down. But this nigga, I mean, hate to say it like that, but this nigga wiped my cooch on my birthday and said, I want to be the one that do it when we're young, because if we're going to be together the way we feel, I will clean and take care of you when you old and can't do it for yourself. And I thought that was a beautiful-ass thing. We were trying to get dressed to go to a party.
I ain't gonna lie, that was a high line. I can understand how you could become unbalanced from that.
Well,
like,
yeah, I said, you know what? I'll fill you out with this, and I'll let you rock, and I'll let you show me what you got.
I already know. That line had you going for the rest of the night. And especially after he did it, you walking around the party the whole night like, yeah, we might have to go back in the bathroom. Y'all about to go to the bathroom. I just want to let you know, I see you over here enjoying the cake and all that, but I just want to let you know I'm about to go to the bathroom. Case you was looking for me.
This dude used to profess in public for me, in front of family, strangers, the chick. I mean, I had no reason to think that we weren't honest with each other, that we weren't in sync, that we weren't friends. You know, I had no reason to not think those things. You know, it was just what it was. Had the best birthday ever. All because, and his sister had confessed to me that he was planning my birthday since December. You know what I mean? Because he was trying to put his coins together to make sure I had enough and can rock my life and things like that. You know? So I don't know. People just change.
Yeah, I think sometimes too, it's a hard place to come back from the filter of prison. Like, some people, that should be really, it really wears their mental down depending on what they was doing while they was there. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it'll wear them down. It's very stressful. It's very, very stressful environment, very oppressive, 24 hours a day. You know what I mean? And if someone goes away, if they like, you know, 20, you know, they come out 20 years later. Like, That's just like the just living depressed day after day after day. Like, it's a hard place to come back from for some people. Like, it's probably like Vietnam or some shit. The psychological effect of it, to try to return back to a place that's normal. So, you know, it's definitely like the shock of the world. Like you said, people change. So the quick transition is just, you know, that's crazy.
Because other men have told me in his predicament, like men who I've talked to kind of get some insight. I was even researching it a little bit myself to see, mm-hmm. you know, like what didn't I see or what happened. And they actually said it was self-sabotage. They was like, oh, this is a classic move. He doesn't know how to feel good about when good things are happening for him. So it's self-sabotage.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
because I couldn't explain it.
That too. That too, because you like, yeah, like if you're dealing with that oppressor, you got to just think, like, prison is very, very depressing. The real view of it outside of from what most of the things that people who've never been to prison think is happening in prison probably isn't even happening that much. It's the other stuff that's really depressing you that is happening, you know, constantly, consistently, that's very depressive and oppressive to the spirit. And, you know, some people can't come back from that. If you leave 20, you may return 20 at 40. You know what I mean? And it gets you grasping at straws at that age because the world ain't wait for you.
Yep. That's crazy. That is. It's a lot to it. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot to the story on all ends of the spectrum. You know what I'm saying? Like we always say when we are talking about the relationships, we always say that, you know, even though you may come into a relationship and you're trying to make, you know, two people or one, each person still has their own personal trials and growth and development that they have to go through for their own journey. You know what I'm saying? And just because you're in a relationship with somebody does not mean that everything that's wrong with you is going to immediately shape up so you can be the person that person wants you to be. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Good luck with that. Good luck with that. It don't work like that. You know what I'm saying? And you're trying to deal with your crap. You're trying to deal with their crap. You know what I'm saying? I mean, at some point, sometimes that bad will outweigh their good. You know what I'm saying? And not even on purpose. Like, it just happens. You know, and it happens to people at different stages. You have people who be married for 20, 25 years, then finally a breakout happens. And it's like it could get nasty. You know what I'm saying? Some people separate for a while and they get back together and keep it pushing. You know, or 40 years. People be married for 40 years and wake up one day and be like, I'm just tired of looking at you. You know what I'm saying? So you can never forget. You know what I'm saying? I'm quite sure the person who said it was looking at them like, I would have never thought he'd have woke up one morning and just told me he's tired of looking at me. You know what I'm saying? But that happens. It happens with women, you know, with men as well. So, you know, I don't care what signs was there, regardless to if the signs was there and bright and neon, letters, you know what I'm saying? You can't always catch everything, and then you can't always be skeptical. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
You'll never enjoy life. And the way what happened, I think you enjoyed yourself. What'd you say, Aaron?
I said, well, I guess I'll just always be bitter in love.
Yeah, you will be. We're just going to let you be bitter in love, Aaron. We're going to let Aaron be bitter in love.
I'd rather be
but
good
no,
in love than a hopeless romantic.
But you'll never get to the exhale. You never get back to it. If you hold on to it, like if she held on to all of that, like somebody else is going to come along that's going to be worthy of her gift. You know what I'm saying? And if she spends the next however many years until she meet him, one, she might miss him because she'll be stuck in it. And two, she'll be dragging all them shenanigans right along to the next relationship, to the person who don't even deserve it. That had nothing to do with it. Who's, you know what I'm saying? Who wasn't a piece of that
no,
pie?
No, I definitely don't think that's a move for anybody like that they want to be, if they want to move on. I'm just saying I'll be bitter in love in the sense of like always like being mindful and watchful and watching the character of the person I'm with, like. I don't know. It's just my personal character flaw. So
yeah, probably because you can watch a person
as much as you want. And it's never telling what's buried inside of them is going to come out, what's going to make it come out. And then sometimes you have to look at your own character. Like, sometimes what came out of them might have been what you brought out. If they normally probably wouldn't even have did that had it not been for the flaw in your character. So, you know, she's like, not you per se, I'm just saying, period, with people. You know, like, you could be watching a person on hard for them to slip in the way that they present themselves, and then, okay, maybe they did, but maybe it's you that brought that out of them. You know, you never know. You'll be watching a person on hard for the rest of your relationship instead of enjoying yourself. You could be expecting gadgets for the whole relationship.
So you see how happy Inspector Gadget looked when he was always popping shit out his hat, his raincoat.
But he ain't had no woman, yo. He ain't had no woman. He was running around playing with a 10-year-old who was helping him solve cases.
Yo.
Like, he ain't had nobody. Like, he had no girlfriend.
He
couldn't go get his girlfriend.
Penny. He had Penny.
Penny was
we
a little girl.
Penny. Hey, listen, we all know Penny grew up to be a dime that flashed her titty at the Super Bowl. Smart enough.
You know what? You need medication. You need medication, Aaron. I didn't know why they let you out. Lord, I don't. Where's Miss Know-It-All? We got to see how she feels. Before we do that, Aaron, drop that clip. I need to hear what they got to say about it in that, that clip.
About a sorry Negro?
Yeah, let's find out.
Save your sorry. One thing I don't need are any more apologies. I got sorry greeting at the front door. You can keep yours. I don't know what to do with them. I gotta throw some away. I can't even get to the clothes in my closet for all the sorries. You know what? I'm gonna put a sign. A sign on the door. Better yet, I'm gonna leave a voicemail. A message on my voicemail. If you call to say you're sorry, then call somebody else. Because I don't use them anymore. I let I'm sorry. I didn't mean to. And how could I know about that? Take a walk down a dark and musty street in Brooklyn, Carl. Well, I'm going to do exactly what I want. And I'm not going to be sorry for none of it. Let sorry soothe your soul. I'll soothe mine. You are always being inconsistent, doing things and then saying you're sorry about it. Beating my heart to death talking about you're sorry. Well, I'm not going to call you. I'm not going to be nice. I'm going to raise my voice. I'm going to yell. I'm going to scream. I'm going to break things. I'm going to race the engine and tell all your secrets about you to your face, and I'm not going to be sorry for none of it.
That was powerful. That was powerful. But that was a powerful, powerful thing. And that is done. Since we were talking about Penny, we had to throw that Janet Jackson on. Janet owned that moment when she was dropping that line. Like, Miss Know-It-All, how you feeling? We talking about
Hello?
After the accident.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Yeah.
Okay, that was a little too long for me. I didn't hear no punching or nothing, you know what I mean? No window cracking. Too deep. That shit takes too long. All that internalizing shit, that's too much. I need to hit something. I need to see something right now. not to be funny. Let me tell you, that exhale stuff is really good. What happens is you move on. Like, not, and this is how you move on. You reflect. You reflect on that shit. You say, okay, this is what I'm looking at. You know what I mean? You accept it, and then you let it go. You know what I mean? You move on. You move on by getting up in the morning, still putting your clothes on, finding you some business, you know what I mean? Avoiding a situation. And then every day you really get stronger, you know what I mean? You find you some business. That's how you start your own businesses. Yeah. You go back to school, whatever the hell you need to get your mind off that, make it productive. Don't hang around no bitter bitches. You know what I'm saying? Shit, sometimes you got to be by your damn self. Don't hang around nobody who want to talk about the shit, want to rehash the shit all the time. No, some people are therapy. But at the same time, somebody needs to ask you, oh, so what you doing today? Act like they don't even faze them. But at the same time, I love it. I mean, I have learned so much at the same time. Like, through my baby daddies, I've been through it all. The bankruptcies, the living in the car, the it ain't my baby, I need a DNA, I never seen a kid. I had it all to be 36 years old. So now, even now, I have the career, I have my kids, and then what the hell happened? I get a fucking drunk. You know what I'm saying? I was like, okay, this not going to work either. So let me tell you, because of all those experiences, I catch on quickly now. You know what I mean? Because I still want love. I still like to have fun. But my whole thing is I catch on so quick now. I know how to rebound real quick now. Like when he started coming with this dude I moved with here, you an alcoholic, you got to go. You got to fucking go. It's over. You know what I mean? Then I move on to the next because there was not much feelings in it. You know what I mean? Not to be funny. He wasn't stimulating at all. Not to be funny. You know what I mean? Because I have grown so much, I need something stimulating. You know what I mean? And he wasn't. I'm looking like, yo, this shit is going to bore the shit out of me. I'm a Leo and I got ADHD. This shit is not going to work. You know what I mean? Boring ass. So I'm already looking for this skip route because I know me. Do all that shit stuff I've been through in my life, I learn more and more about me. So now, I got to tell you because I bumped into somebody who is just wonderful. You know what I mean? I'm looking like the reason he's wonderful because he don't remind me of nothing from my past. Like, Dad, wow, this is interesting. You know what I mean? But I would act like Miss Key on his ass, too. He like, oh, that's so cute. You know what I mean? He read the book. He like, oh, shit, I know anything about you. This is nice. And I guess what? I'm going to enjoy the ride. Hopefully it worked out. See? You know what I'm saying?
See? Yes. I hope it worked out, too, because he definitely got your ass. He done read that book, and so he don't even know.
Dealing with a creative, eccentric, passionate woman. That's what he knows he's dealing with. And guess what? He intrigues me. You know, he stimulates me. You know what I mean? I'm looking like, damn, I ain't never had this. You know what I mean? I never had somebody like this. And he, you know what? And I said, even so, we taking our time. You know what I mean? No, I had to get the goods. No, get me wrong. Because I got to get the tester. You know, we can do all that mental building, but I need to test the waters, too. And the waters is good. That's a good time right there.
Okay, I'm looking like, oh, you use the key.
Yes, the water is good.
Yes, everything is checked out.
You just go on. You know, I mean, don't be scared because guess what? You learn more about yourself and don't be scared of the next round. You know what I mean? Because if you know more about yourself, you know how to get in and get out now. You know what I mean? Ain't no babies coming out of here no more. You know what I'm saying? So we get in, get out. You know what I mean? And I'm not going to be scared to love. I'm not going to be scared to live again, you know? And that's all.
Wow. And that's what you got to do. You can't be afraid. You know what I'm saying? After you get everything situated, you can't be afraid. You know, you have to do what you have to do.
That's make memories with or without them. That's all you have to do. That's all you got to realize. I will still go to the park and play with my son. Even if, you know what I mean, he's not here because it's about to play with my son. It's not about you being here. You missed out. Son ain't missing out. You know what I mean? Your daughter not missing out. You know what I mean? That's what you got to keep doing. You redefine your definition of a family. You know what I mean? And you just keep going. And then when you're out and you're smiling, you know what I mean? It's because in spite of all of that, it's bigger than that. He's missing out, not you.
For real. And that's how, you know what, too? That's how you get, like, you know, like a LeBron James or something like that, you know, because he had a single mom. So imagine she didn't want to take him to the park or something like that. You know what I mean? Imagine if she wouldn't have. Miami wouldn't be in the playoffs winning right now. Nah,
wait, Aaron, since Ms. Kia would have kicked the butt, won't you drop that other clip so we can find out what happens if you go the other way? Not that other way.
Oh, yeah. This is serious. She gonna love this.
Oh, I can't. Because until you do right by me, everything you think about is going to crumble.
Don't do it, Miss C. Don't trade places with what I've been through.
Come on, Miss C. Let's go to the car.
He ain't worth it. He ain't worth it.
Who you think you is? You can't curse nobody. Look at you. You're black, you're poor, you're ugly, you're a woman, you're nothing at all.
See, you do right by me. Everything you even think about is going to fail.
It's been a pleasure meeting all of you. Bye.
Oh, my God.
Wait, y'all, I just said that this week. I was so sleepy and so tired because the baby didn't get no rest. I didn't get no rest.
Oh, my gosh.
I wish that shit on this man so bad.
Oh, man.
I was here crying when I heard the clip because I said to myself, my mother wound up letting me helping me out and letting me get some sleep. I kid you not, I said it so hard. You would have thought I turned into Whoopi Goldberg. I was silly the other day.
You were silly? You had your little doll out poking it with pins. You was
oh
trying to
oh my gosh, no! But when he played the clip just now, my eyes got so big because I was like, oh shit.
Yo, I'm gonna tell y'all something. Totally in the gray area of this subject. I just noticed something while I was playing that clip also.
What?
And this is, I don't know if this is bad or good, but I'm going to tell you something. Black people could play the hell out of some slaves, man. Did you hear Oprah's voice? How convincing she sounded?
He ain't worth it.
Oh, no, don't do it. Don't trade places with me. I was like, damn. I'm like, yo, this is damn near a billionaire talking.
Oh, my God.
She sounds like she's fresh off the plantation.
Why they even let you out, Aaron? Why? I had mercy.
I'm like, oh, man.
Everybody is gone. I'm right quick before, you know, time get away from us, because you know how we do. We'll jump back into the subject and it'll be going on hard. We definitely need to see from Miss Crazy in Love, what is happening next coming out of your camp? You know, now you're taking on a different type of exhale. You know, you're author. Now I see you doing the modeling thing with clients and different things like that. Give us a little bit on what you're doing now.
I'm just getting ready to drop this this waist training book, number one. That's coming out June 13th. So I just got the site up and running or whatever. Got the courses up there and, you know, just trying to maintain that and, you know, do that right there. After that, in July, I got my two authors' books coming out. Was one book. Two authors, one book. It's called The Hustle. So, yeah,
okay.
I'm just in the process of editing that right now and everything. Getting that done. That's about it. Just trying to keep it moving, you know?
I mean, this
literary game for the long run. I'm not, you know, I don't plan on going anywhere no time soon. This is what I do full time. So that's about it. Just keep it moving.
Right. And I like the way you're putting, you know, health along with, you know, a product and pushing that, because, you know, you have to find a different way to market products and to do different things. So you'll be, you know, that is it. Does it have health awareness and different things like that as well in the way of training book? Okay.
Absolutely, because it's a safe way you could do it, and it's a not-so-safe way you could do it. And it's just, I mean, for it to be such a popular thing, there's so much that people don't know about it. Like, people really got their facts messed up about it. So that was the purpose of me putting that book together, just to set the record straight and just let everybody know what they really are supposed to be doing and the risks that can be involved if they decide to do it the wrong way.
Okay. Well, that's a good thing. So they need to be looking out for that. That's coming June 13th, right? You said June
13th? Yep. Mm-hmm.
Okay. They need to be ready to one-click that. And also they can get products from you, correct?
Yep, I got the courses on my site, steel bone courses. That's the only type of courses that anybody should be using. That's another thing. People think they can use these fajas and these latex waist cinches and all that. That stuff ain't doing nothing, man. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, they ain't doing what it's supposed to be doing. It could be injuring yourself. So that's good to see that you're taking literature on a whole different level, educating women and, you know, trying to show them, you know, the correct way. Because like you said, it's going on right now. It's a trend. It's a fad. And, you know, if you're not doing it right in 3 more years, something will pop up saying, remember when they had the waist training, this person had this defect and that defect. So that's good.
Yeah.
And I'm looking forward to it. I definitely going to have to get me a one click so I can see what it's about. And we're looking forward to more of your work. Miss Know-It-All, what's coming out of your camp? What are you doing?
Well, June 30th, I had my book, which is Dear God, Do Deadbeat Dads Go to Heaven? I had it to get relaunched. You know what I mean? It's underneath Literature and Life Publishing now. And then, you know, a whole new revamping. Because, and it's coming out with a workbook, too, like a budgeting, you know, single parent budget.
Right.
It's coming out with that, too. That's coming out in July 1st. Because that's all. That is it. I mean, like, I just wanted the people to share the story. I want to start conversations. I'm doing a couple of lectures about the book. And it's picking up. So I'm just like, wow. You know what I mean? More men are reading it because they're getting old.
Did she go out to hair and makeup? Yeah, she went to hair and makeup right quick. She had to step away from her mic, so she'll be right back. And we'll let her continue on, but that's a good thing. You know, like another person she's taking literature on a different aspect, and that's really, really good to see, you know, whereas it was, you know, it was out there. Now she's with someone. They're going to help her make a workbook. She already teaches, so she'll be able to do her seminars and different things like that. So that's what's up, and I look forward to seeing that happen. And I think she is back in the clubhouse. Let's bring her back in. Okay.
Yeah, I'm sorry. See, that was me.
Okay.
And
that's
what I'm doing, you know, working with girls, young girls. That's it.
Okay. Well, good. We're looking forward to those projects, and I can't wait until season 2 kicks off so that we can see the new projects will be out, and we'll be talking about those and getting those going and getting those started. And we have our Miss I'm Just Fine. What is next for you, Miss I'm Just Fine? What's coming out of your corner?
Well, right now I'm revamping the website right now. Having the baby early and things like that kind of threw some plans off track. But kind of getting back to work this week. And about to have notice for everyone looking to do a short story because people who are writers or looking to be writers or looking just to have their voice heard, my website is going to start to accommodate personal essays and little things like that to kind of get to know different people and things like that. So I'm relaunching the website so it could be completely different from what anybody has ever known, putting my stamp on it, putting my signature and my heart all the way through to it. And about to just start calling all talent. Just can't wait to meet the new talent. But I'm just revamping the website right now so it can house all of that and be able to collect all of that. And then my first project is a compilation. So I'm trying to put together a compilation of short stories.
Right.
I'm excited about because I have to move forward from his work, you know, in the aftermath of everything. I fell in love with the whole creativity of this game. So I have to move forward from that. However, I'm still going to pimp his shit.
I know that's right.
He is an author of my publishing company. And until I recoup the money that I just lost, and then I'm done with it.
So that's even more of the irony about it because he didn't even have sense enough to be in control of his own work. So you actually own his work, and he can't do anything with, you know, those works because he don't own them. So.
Well, I'm about to put up part 2 to his story, and he can buy part 2 off of my website. But I don't want to even say it just yet because when the website has the new colors, the new logo I just paid for, the new language I just wrote. I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to him being able to buy his book online.
I am done. Oh, Coach Cherry. Tell him welcome. Tell him welcome to the publishing industry. This is how it's going down. Wow.
I
can't wait. You make sure we have it, because I make sure we blast it all over the place so we get that revenue.
I got a little prince, as you always said, Nene, my little prince. Well, I decided to say to myself, well, maybe this company, again, as opposed to being bitter about anything, maybe this could be the company that I turn over to my son and my daughter. You never know.
Yeah. That's right.
I mean, they could be the heir to this throne right here. I mean, you never know, but I'm still, like, looking around the city to see which classes are out, going to events to hear the people speak and poetry and all kinds of stuff. Life goes on. I'm just being busy and just trying to stay, you know, to keep my mind off of the shock of what happened to me. But at the same time, I as much as I think of him as a monster, I realize that I don't want to be hating someone for the rest of my life because it's going to keep me stuck. So I'm looking forward to meeting and doing more projects. I'm looking forward to what you guys are coming up with. I can't wait to get my hands on some of everything that everybody else is doing, to be quite honest.
What type of stories are you looking for your compilation?
Well, it all depends on what makes the cut. So that's what I thought to myself, maybe to start looking at essays and things like that. You know, definitely I wasn't sure if whether or not I want to do two compilations, one of the male voices and then another one of the women voices, because the woman's book cover is already almost done. And it's called The Queen Never Leaves the Throne. And I'm even writing for that one. I'm writing for that one as well. So anything empowering, anything strong, anything maybe with light at the end of the tunnel, that's kind of what I'm looking for. Because The Queen never leaves off the throne.
Right, definitely. And let me ask you something. At some point, are we going to reveal who he is? Are you going to just wait until you throw his book up?
I think I'm going to wait until I put the book out when part two is ready for purchase.
Okay, so I guess we're going to find out in season two. I have some people on the edge of their seat. They even hit us right now, like, who is he? Who is he? But I guess you're going to have to say it again. You have to say it to him. They're going to have to wait until season two. Season two will be starting in the middle of July. You're going to have to wait until then. We're not going to reveal who Miss I'm Just Fine is, and we're not going to reveal who the author is on this season of Author Wives. You will have to wait and tune in. What is it, July 13th, I believe, is the first show, and we're going to go right on into season two. Hopefully by then we'll have the book covers and everything rocking and rolling.
Yes.
You can get free to do it on one click. We're going to have slim waist because Vanna's going to get us situated with that. And then Kia going to help us what we going to do, budget this money and stay sucker-free from baby daddies.
And see if baby daddies go to heaven.
they in hell right now, so I guess they should be able to go to heaven. Cause,
just the deadbeat ones, because there's some good brothers out there. There really are.
Yeah.
Exactly. All right. Hey, let's be clear. There's some good brothers out there.
There really are. I mean, there's some brothers out there, like you said, that's raising babies by themselves. I know several of them doing hair, having to have that, that first time menstrual conversation, you know.
Yeah,
should be in place for, but they doing what they got to do, and they seeing them through, and they are raising their children, you know, and that's a beautiful, beautiful thing. You know, it's a good thing that, that happens. You know, as we wrap up this season, it's been phenomenal. I have to say that it's been phenomenal. And I can't thank the women enough for, you know, coming on the show and, you know, being honest and sharing. And I know that we have our listeners and callers who have been learning a lot throughout this season. We've been getting inboxes and emails and, you know what I'm saying, different things like that, each one of us that host the show, saying how much they love the show, how much they, you know, love the women and want to support, like, what's the books, what's this, what's that. I got a few people that's probably going to meet me in the parking lot of the studio because I said we're not revealing who the guy is, so I got, like, three inboxes looking at me sideways, but I know they're going to hang in there with us until next season, and it's just going to be phenomenal as we continue, you know, with this journey we're on. It's a phenomenal journey, and we're glad we're able to share this with our listeners because they love the show. The archives are always banging. They're always here for us. So that is super-duper-duper awesome. So I thank you, ladies. I really, really do. Miss, I'm just fine.
It was a pleasure.
Be just fine. Know it all. She done got her little her king. She just said she got her king. I don't know when we first started the show. I don't know. Did this happen during the show? Because she was like, you know, I done found
it. It sure did. It was good to. Now it's like, I'm just a friend. I mean, during the show when I started the show, I was trying to get rid of one.
Oh,
you wouldn't
okay.
leave this shit. You know what I mean? Like, golly, I just told you, like, I know I can get rid of a man. Now, you don't know this is my specialty. So I don't know why you're still around. So, no. So, this new one, he actually, I actually call him King. He is a king. You know what I mean? Like I said, I enjoy him. I mean, as his own self, you know what I mean? And he enjoys me. We really enjoy conversation, you know what I mean? Ain't the time right now, you know what I mean? Because it's summertime, so stop.
You're so crazy.
No, but it's cool.
She got that seasonal love thing going on. I might have to drop you.
No, not him. He's a keeper. He's a keeper.
That's
even as a friend, he's a keeper. You know, even as a friend, if a relationship thing don't fly, he's always gonna be there because I just enjoy his conversation. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So he's like that. I like friendship more than anything.
Okay,
yeah,
and that's
you
a blessing.
Gotta have great communication.
Yes.
Well, he ain't let me go. Come on, Miss Kia. Come on, you know he ain't going nowhere.
He ain't going nowhere until I kick him out.
He's going to be right here until I give him the boot. He don't leave until I say he goes.
Nah, I like this one for real. Like, I like this one. I'm looking like, wow, I never even liked a dude like this before. I'm looking like, wow. I mean, no insecurities. That's what I said. It does happen. You know what I mean? Anything, I don't want no Facebook love. You know what I mean? I don't feel the need to question. I'm looking like, yo, I just enjoy it. I talk to you when I talk to you. You know what I mean? And it's always just wonderful. Okay. You know what I mean? Don't get me wrong. I had a hiccup last week. You know what I'm saying? And I had to act a fool. But you know what? I acted a fool and kept it moving.
Oh, shoot. Yeah, that fool?
Yeah, you know, just a Miss Kia issue. That's all. You know what I mean?
Oh, it'd be
you know
like
what
that.
I, you know how the girls get. You know what I mean? You know how girls can try to throw shade and the dude don't even know shit. You know what I mean? That's how girls do it.
See,
you know what I mean?
Nah,
you're like, oh, hold
nah,
up.
Nah, hell no. That's when, let me tell you something, because something happened like that with me a long time ago when I was with my ex-wife. No, that's when a female is feeling a guy so much, she got on a invisible force field around them, and she would be detecting shit that don't even be going on. Like,
no,
yeah,
let me tell you something.
Are you kidding me?
Let me tell you something, Aaron. If you and all right, is you and somebody want to throw some a shade at you? You ever been with your girl? You like, yo, did you just see what he did? You were like, he ain't do nothing. You like, no, he just disrespected me. You were like, she be like, no, he ain't do nothing because it's a way a guy can disrespect another guy. That a woman won't even realize because it's not about him disrespecting a woman. It's about him disrespecting, throwing salt in you. And that's how girls do it, too. If I want to give some girl some shade or, you know what I mean, show her, I can throw it right at her, you know what I mean, and smile. And the dude don't even know he's just been used as a tool. You know what I'm saying? So
right.
I had to let
well,
me some shit
me,
in the bud real
give
quick.
Give me an example. What happened? Let me see
okay.
this sunny day you talking about. What
yeah.
interrupted this sunny day?
Okay. We was playing in the you know what? He has a bestie. You know what I mean? A good friend, you know what I mean? I'm cool with her, you know what I mean? And we was playing to something and she jumped the plan, you know what I mean? Like and tried to beat me to my own plan. And I was like, oh hell no. Hell you stay in your lane if I fuck you up. I called him. He had never heard me like curse or anything. I said, you know what? You tell that bitch right now, don't put it. I said, because I will fuck everything up from you. You understand that shit? So tell him stay in the fucking lane.
Okay, and I'm not playing.
Yeah, I'd have went and changed my number on your ass so quick. I'd have been calling people on my way to the store to change my number. Like, yo, look, I'm about to call you back in 20 minutes from another number. It's me. I got to change my shit. Sell my car. I'm moving in a couple of days, too.
Yo, stop playing, because my baby daddy did move three states when I was pregnant, you know what I mean, our second one. I'm looking like, I'm going to find you. I got your social security number. You know that, right? I got your mama address and your social security number. You ain't going nowhere. So I ain't have to get it for her.
So did the friend get past it? Is the friend okay? She all right?
She all right. She know how well look. All I did, and then I had to calm down. I'm like, wait a minute. Think about this. You forgot who you were. You Miss Kia. You rush it. So I had to go back and revisit me. I was like, oh, please. They ain't got no damn competition. Stop playing. Now, ain't nobody in the field is really like me, you know? And if he can handle it, he's going to stay.
Yeah, you back in that happy place. You so happy right now. You ready to whoop anybody. Like, yo, let somebody come over here and play.
Yeah, come over here and see my receptive taste out your mouth. Yeah, I sure will.
Because
the word
is
good.
I'm playing in this damn thing, but shut up. Like, no, I was just trying to pay for the groceries. Oh, okay, go ahead.
No, I have mercy. Well, I'm glad you took an inhale and exhale, because we was about to be giving you your part of the show via satellite. We had you all down.
Yeah, sure was.
Bro, I'm like, yeah, she just called. Yeah, listen. Yeah. And that chick,
show.
You better let her know, because I'll strangle a bitch in a minute. Like, yeah, that's my sister. I don't give a damn. I don't care who it is. She turned into Tupac and Juice WRLD, but I don't care who it is. Nobody can do that shit. It was my hand.
Aaron needs medication. I'm just going to point that out. Lord have mercy.
For real. I ain't gonna lie, that phone call would have definitely scared the shit out of me. Two things would have happened. Is one, I seriously would have went to go change my number, or two, I would have been like, yo, I ain't never cheating on her.
But I'm addicted, you know what I'm saying? No, you want, it's passion, you know what I mean? That's all it is.
Nah,
that's,
I'm
right.
That's real. That's what love is all about.
You can be yourself, at least you know what you're getting into, you know what I mean? You know what you're getting into. That's all.
Yeah, he better go check his coffin, check his coffin cars. If he got any plans of doing anything messed up, like, yo, look, I'm all set. I done messed up. I can't even go home, man.
It's going to be slow singing and flower bringing. You already know.
For real.
No, it wasn't for him. It was for the girl. It wasn't for him. It was for the girl. You know what I mean? Stay in your lane. You know, you can't run with the big dog.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? She's trying to, you know, eavesdrop and take my little ideas. I'm looking like, what the hell you thinking this is? Like, you going to get away with that?
Like, nah, y'all should do it like this. Like, every time you say something, nah, you know what would be cute? You're like, yo, hold on. I just said that same shit, y'all.
Yeah. You said, no, what would be cute if you sit down somewhere and be quiet and, like you said, stay in your place, because, you know, you got to know your place. And even as a friend, you know what I'm saying, even as a friend of a male or whatever, because I have a lot of male friends, you know, I'm very respectful of, you know, their relationship. You know what I'm saying? Like, you just, it's certain things you do and it's certain things that you don't do as a friend, you know, of a man, especially when he got a wife or a woman, you know, somebody that he is, you know, serious with it. You do, even if y'all been doing stuff together, you know, all your life, you have to know your place, you know what I'm saying? And, hey, yeah, she had to be checked. I say, check her. And check him, too,
hey,
so that he knows.
No, he yelled
at
me because I just let him know how I felt. But, you know, we talked it out. It was, like, so grown up. I didn't even have to go no more. I just let him know. The thing about me now is that I'm going to let you know how I feel. I'm not holding anything back. Believe it or not, I used to, like, I ain't going to show him all that. You know, I'm going to try to be nice, and that's not who I am. So let me give you who I am. And if you can't handle it, at least you got the free to go. You know what I mean? Like, yo, this is who the fuck I am. This is how I feel. This is what I don't fucking like. You know what I mean? But at the same time, I think he's for me. You know what I mean? He makes me feel calm. Like, okay, I don't have to have that. You know what I mean? I'm like, wow. Because I'm self-sabotaging myself. You know what I mean? I give you all of it. Just get your ass away from me. Like, yo, punk, I know you can handle it, bitch. Get the fuck out of here. You know what I mean? But right now, I just want to be calm. You know what I mean? Like, oh, you know what I mean? Because the conversation is enlightenment. You know what I mean? It's like, it just, it adds to me. So I'm looking like, okay, I got to, you know what I mean? And he's worth it. See, most of the other dudes wasn't worth it. You know, you're like, oh, gosh, what I got myself? Do I get this mom with my number? Damn. You know what I mean? And then, because he had some good water, and now all of a sudden I got to, how much can I put up with? You know what I mean? That's all.
It be like that sometimes, you know? It be like that sometimes.
Listen,
Miss
Kia, we don't need you. You and the friend definitely got to stay cool. Because we need you back next season. We don't need you jumping on the floor. They locking people up for that shit now. It's teachers, too. I'm letting you know. They just locked the teacher up for giving a student a lap dance. So if you beat this lady up, you know you all set.
Yes, her wording is not. Her wording is not.
Let
yeah,
the friend win. Because we need you back next season for sure.
Yeah,
like,
we don't want that next
God.
Season.
I'm feeling good. We're going to see how it's going next season. I can't wait to tell you. Because, you know, I never had a year yet. So this is right here. If he make it through the first 6 weeks, he good.
Okay.
Yeah, you, can,
well,
you come back on not sounding good. Like, yeah, I ain't going to believe this shit.
Yeah, I ain't going to believe this shit.
Yeah, I had to whoop both their ass.
She's like, it took me a minute to catch up with her. But when I caught up with her, I put my
I'm coming back in love talking about, look, I'm giving y'all some notes,
up.
Okay? Let me give y'all some notes about this, okay? Look, all that right there, I'm going to sit there attention right now. So let me tell you how this goes. I'm coming back like crazy in love, like sitting back relaxing. Did I say? Higher, sir, higher, right there.
That's what's up. That's what we're going to need. We're going to need that. We got to get together and see each other. We're trying to get Aaron back up here, hopefully very, very soon, so that we can all get together and, you know, meet one another in person, everybody, the whole crew, and our little prince of the studio. We have to definitely check him out because I've seen him. He's quite handsome. He's quite debonair, very, very debonair. So we need to see him. He had on his little outfit looking like he'd been here for a long time. I was like, what is this dude?
He done been through some shit.
Yeah, he was propped up with his outfit on. Like, these niggas, they taking pictures of me. What is going on? He had that look like, here she go. He had his little suit on. He was all dialed up. I said, oh, my God, look at him. He is gorgeous. He is so gorgeous. I can't wait to get a hold of him.
I'm telling you. Kids really be saying that shit. They just can't communicate how we communicate. They gotta learn. Like they be really thinking that shit. You can tell they be looking like y'all. Like especially you catch two kids together, they really be communicating. They be looking at each other like, yeah, they about to.
That is
she just
so
set
true.
You up. In a minute, they about to come in here with all them people. Hold up, they don't want you to smile. Don't smile for a minute. All right, go ahead, laugh now, real quick. Look, I missed the picture. Come on. Straight face. Yeah, kids are smart, man. I love the babies, man. The kids is next up, man, because they're not – that's what you got to have when they're young, man, because once they start getting to adult, they start thinking they know it all already. It's too late to reach them. You got to keep them young.
But, Aaron, you definitely got to come back up so you can meet him.
Yes, for real. I'm coming back up. We coming back because we're going to do – we about to do something special.
Yeah, we got something big planned. Yep. So we'll be ready. And you guys are definitely welcome to come along because we're going to have a ball. We'll be announcing it really soon. It's something for the readers. But it's going to incorporate some wonderful things. And you're definitely welcome to come and have a ball. Of course, we're going to let everybody in-house know first so that they had the opportunity to come with us. But we're going to have fun. You know, we want to try to give some things back. That's why we did this show, to give some things back to the readers, something different, you know, something that they didn't have. And I think a lot of people may have learned a lot and grew, you know what I'm saying, through our process with the show, talking about these real issues, you know, real, real issues. You know, people revealing different things. You know, Miss Vanna B, we really, 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 really thank her for, you know, giving us herself and her, you know, intimate sections of her relationship and her love and stuff. I'm quite sure some women listeners were listening like, wow, you know what I'm saying? I could be just as honest, or I need to be, you know what I'm saying, so that it's not, yeah, you know, anything, you know, between you and your mate where you haven't been totally honest, where you can live free, you know what I'm saying? You can just be free. So, yeah, we thank you guys for, you know, sharing, you know, those different things in your world. You know, baby mothers is going through it right now. You know, other women are, you know, going through different things similar to Miss I'm Just Fine. And I think that people learned a lot and grew within this season. But Miss Crazy in Love, do you have any parting statements that you want to leave the show with before we close out for next season?
Not too much, but yeah, I do hope that I was able to help somebody in some type of way and be of assistance. I had fun this season with all you ladies getting to know y'all and y'all different situations. And that's about it. Just stay tuned, you know. Next season,
yes,
I'm sure it's going to be dope. I know y'all going to have some, you know, some dope wives on. And, you know, stay tuned to all of us and just see what we got cooking up.
Yeah, we got to find a good dynamic to come on, because you ladies are a force to be reckoned with. That person has to fit in here like a bug snug in a rug. They have to be able to mesh well with the current wives, so. We're going to see. We're going to see who all has something to say and what's going to happen. So, yes, Miss Kia, please give us some parting words for the season.
Well, not too much. You know, I'm shy. So,
oh, my God.
Keep it real with yourself. Learn yourself and love yourself. You know what I mean? I enjoyed it. I have had a great time. Thank you for the opportunity, you know, and thank you for the outlet, because this was really nice.
Yes.
It was great. It was more than just nice, you know what I mean? And that had opened me up. So I was here learning. I learned a lot.
Right.
And, you know, that's it.
Thank you. Thank you for that. And, Miss, I'm Just Fine. Please let us know why you're I Just Fine and what is going to happen after this exhale.
Oh, well, again, I piggyback off of what everyone else just said. I think I'm just so thankful to be a part of this, because this was my voice, believe it or not. I couldn't trust anyone or didn't want to just have another story to tell just for greedy ears and people, you know, wanting to just get more and more and more and didn't really even care. So Sunday nights was definitely a nice outlet for me, and I feel like I'm smiling again, and it's hopefully, like, you know, like, coming to, like, a good place for me, a good, you know, good place to kind of, like, just keep moving forward, and just having you guys as, like, a, you know, just a little shoulder to cry on, even though I wasn't crying or whatever, but I have those moments where I get really sad or really just mad and angry. I'm not going to lose my integrity. That's what I think the whole waiting to exhale, you know, the aftermath, the exhaling point, and just never lose your integrity and always keep your head up. I went to work every single day. I didn't miss a beat. I held on to all my responsibilities as a mother. And I'm sure that's what so many other people out there are doing. And I found out by talking to you guys that I wasn't alone. And I really appreciate it. And I'm looking forward to smiling again. I really am.
Yes, and we're looking forward to it, too, and we're here for you, you know, whatever you may need. You're trying to jump things off. You know, each one of us has a different wealth of knowledge in different areas. Vanna, definitely, she's publishing in different things, and she's written, Aaron and I. Now we have Miss Kia, who's moving into the publishing realm, so we can all, you know, continue to share, you know, share ideas, you know, share, you know, different things that will help us all grow. And I can't wait till we jump off next season. And it's going to start around July 13th. I believe we have the first show already in. so we can get it back jumping. Your new projects will be out. We'll be having those readers ready to one-click each one of your, you know, your books and things that are coming out if anything comes out before we start the show, if not shortly after. And we just thank everybody for listening. We thank you ladies for joining us. And, again, we won't be telling you guys who the mystery man is. That mystery author is going to stay a mystery until season two.
Until everything is properly done officially. Yes.
Yes. Yes, in the words of Nene Capri, dun, dun, dun.
Yep. And we're out of here, folks.
Yes, drop that beat.
Hey. Baby, at the point of my life when I'm tired of playing games, I'm ready to say.